At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earning representations of some independent Optavia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia is derived from successful sales efforts, which required hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Optavia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to Optavia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent Optavia coaches operating in the US, please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the US compensation plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent Optavia coaches operating in the US under the US compensation plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
I am Jen Jones.
I'm Marcus Jones. We are so glad that you are here with us tonight for this Habits of Health community time. We're going to be getting started here in just a few minutes. Thanks for logging in.
Where are you coming from? There's a lot of you on right now. So why don't you share in the chat where you're coming from? That's always kind of fun to see all the states that are represented. We're coming to you from San Diego.
Yeah, we're in California.
Yes.
SoCal life. So that's where we're from. But pop in the chat where you're coming from. We're really glad. We are all over the place. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a really fun evening today. I'm really excited about this opportunity we have to be together.
Yeah, I want you to know that if you're here, you're in a great, you are kicking the new year off right. What a great start to hop onto this community call and engage the life book, the habits of health, and really what we're going to be talking about today, which is going to be defining your why, being really clear on that. And I don't think there's any better time to do that than when we flip. I mean, it's always a good time to get clear on your why and get started with Optavia and become a part of the community. But flipping the calendar year, there's just something hopeful about that. And it just is a good reset.
So here we go. So true. Well, we are ready to go, ready to rock and roll. And we're actually going to begin today actually talking a little bit and actually getting some feedback from you guys. I got a quick poll that we want to share with you. And it's going to come up on the screen. We're going to actually encourage you to give us an answer to this, but are you ready to make some healthy change in your life? Check this out. I love this. Are you ready to make some healthy change in your life? You might say, yes, I've already started taking steps to live a healthier lifestyle. Click that little button. Or you might say, yeah, I am, but I need the support and tools and structure to help me. Or maybe you'd say, you know what? I'm not quite sure. That's part of the reason I'm here. I'm here to learn some more. And would you just kind of weigh in with us here? Because we're kind of all over the spectrum. Are you ready to make a change in your life? How would you answer that question? I think it's going to actually very much inform the way we spend the next time, that bit of time here together. And in fact, what I'd love to do is now that you've kind of had a chance to answer some of that stuff, let's take a look at the result of it.
What's your answer?
Yeah, you know, I am ready to make those steps. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up to be here tonight. So what are the results of this poll all across the country weighing in here tonight? Look at this. Good. 87% of us say, yes, I'm ready.
I'm already doing it, man.
I'm in that. 12% of us say, yeah, I just need the support and the tools and the structure. And then some of us are saying, you know what? I'm just not quite sure. That's why I'm here to kind of get a sense of that. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
really, really, really cool. Well, I tell you what, in our life book on page 38, it really kind of helps us dive into this concept. If you're ready to make some changes in your life, this is the system that can help you. And we're so, so glad to be diving into this a little bit more here together.
Yeah. And for the percentage of people that are here to really kind of discover, I'm glad that you're here. This is a great place to start on this call tonight. And for those of you who are ready to optimize your health, I think it's going to be a wonderful night for you to continue. I've known over the last 7 years, I have been a certified OptiVia health coach, Marcus and I. And sometimes the reason why I've been here, because I achieve goals. We reach goals and we make great strides and achievements in our health and our well-being with OptiVia. And sometimes I redefine why I'm here. And so that may be you, and I'm excited that you are here. And some of you are like, I'm ready. I need the tools and the structure and the system, and you're going to get that tonight. And so here is our agenda. I want you to know what you can expect in the next 30 minutes as we tackle the very first element in your life book. Mine is right here. I love this bad boy. We're going to talk mindset. It really, so much of it starts here. And we're going to really understand the importance of intrinsic motivation, that internal drive that keeps us determined to stay the course and reach our goals. And then skill set, we're going to identify, why are you ready for the change? What's going on? And why are you now ready to do something different than what you've done before? And then the action that it takes. But you're going to get to put it in your words, why you're ready to begin now, not mine, because we all have a different, unique why. So understanding, I want to read this quote. It is in the life book from Dr. Anderson, but I want to share it with you now, especially for those of you who are listening in. It says, understanding your why or your key motivation, your motivation is a key element. It's essential to make lasting change in our behaviors and our habits. I would love to now introduce you to a wonderful couple who actually really has a strong understanding of their why, and it has driven them to the results that you can see on the screens with their before and after, and that the physical health transformation that they created. But I want you to hear from them. Why? Why did they decide, and where are they now? Welcome, Charles, Carla. I'm so happy to have you on.
Hi.
We are glad to be here.
Yes, we are.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Charles Ingram, obviously, and this is my lovely bride, Carla Ingram. I hope that got me some brownie points, but I'm not too sure. Well, I just wanted to jump on and tell you guys, my journey hasn't always been laughs. It hasn't been pleasant. I about a year ago, I decided, hey, let's make this change in my life, which led me in the direction of having a bariatric surgery, which was only a tool. And I didn't understand what that really meant for me. At my heaviest, I was 356 pounds, which was way too big, suffering from everything, from depression on down. And I could not fight it. I couldn't continue to battle that beast and that heavy weight and that load. And it wasn't the pounds. It was literally the weight I put on my mind of me not being good enough or effective enough at what I was doing. And I was allowed that to hinder me from going forward. Sorry. It's kind of emotional. I saw myself taking it out on different areas in my wife and in our lives, and the way we clashed so much in different areas because my mind wasn't changed. And the way I dealt with it was I continued to throw more food in my life. And that was the way I could subdue it all and not changing that mindset of mine. And I didn't realize that. And so through that journey of having a bariatric surgery, it plateaued and I could not get any more results that I wanted. I thought that was what I wanted, but it was my mind that wasn't changed. My body changed. I looked good at 360 pounds. I thought I was bringing sexy back. The sexy wasn't there. So, and as I continued and I started to see all these changes, I was like, something's not right. I still have the same mood swings. I still have all these different things. And so I started to dig deeper. And as we started to dig deeper and encounter different things, my wife said, hey, you know, I really want to lose weight, but I don't want to go the route you did. And I'm like, that's fine. I did OptiVia before. Let's do it. You know, if you do it, I'll do it with you. And so we jumped in and it just continued to go from there. And I learned so much more this time because I had already made so many steps of identifying the weight. And the weight wasn't the pounds, but the weight was all the stuff that I accumulated over time. And I never wanted to let go. My friend Marcus always says that you have to sit it down to receive. And I never set it down. I wanted to hold it on my shoulders because it made me bigger like the Hulk. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't it. She was always my calming force and I always ran from it. And that's me. There's a lot more to the story and I would love to share it. And I want to give time to this lovely woman here because she is amazing and she is my driving force. So, and what about you, babe?
Yeah, right. Maybe some brownie points over there, right?
Trying.
But well, my story is a little different. And one of the reasons why I wanted to get into this journey of getting healthcare, it never bothered me to be a big person, but I knew it was time for a change. And one of the reasons why was because I was not going to be the zero in this relationship. He was going through the weight loss process and I was not going to be the zero. So I said, I gotta do something. But also because I am a woman of faith and I do ministry and I have a women's ministry, I was talking to all these women and I realized that God wanted to use my life, but he couldn't because I was not healthy. And emotionally, and physically, I was always tired, didn't have much energy. And it was like that invitation from God to say, it's time for you to take care of this area and to learn discipline and just to do something because you do and you do as you want. And so I decided to jump on this journey and I was so hesitant and scared and afraid, but I did it anyway. And like Jen says, you know, like, okay, say yes. Yes. So I say yes. And honestly, it has been amazing. What it has done for me and my husband and our marriage has really turned things around. So now that kept me motivated to keep going and to help others. And so it became something bigger than just our story, but it became something that it could help somebody else. So that's our why. That's why we continue to get healthier. We're still, you know, in the process. We're still working on it. But you know what? We just take one day at a time.
Yeah. See why I said that she's my driving force? She's amazing.
Oh, man. You got it. That is so, so good. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love what you're saying about this internal why that becomes the driving force for our motivation. And what you're describing so transcends the number on a scale.
Right.
It's like, it's connected to purpose. It's connected to the most essential things that matter the most to you guys. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm listening to you talk and you've walked a different journey than me, but I can connect it to mine. And it means so, so much. And it's just a powerful thing. Thank you so much, you guys, for sharing your story with us. Your why is your intrinsic motivation. It's what catalyzes change. It stimulates that change. It's what drives us into action. And I love even what you're hearing from Carla and Charles. It inspires us to grow and to be better.
Yes.
You start taking on this mindset that says, you know what, whatever it takes.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm on my path. And there's obstacles along my way, but I'm on my path and I'm intending to be successful along that journey. It's so, so powerful. And so I just want to ask you another question here really quick. Why am I ready for change right now? As you're listening to this, as you listen to Carla and Charles, why are you ready for change right now? Would you give us some feedback? Maybe you would be honest and say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be in charge of my health. Or maybe you would say, I want to create optimal health and well-being. I want to be at my best life. Or I want to change for my future and my family so that I can have an abundant life with no regrets. Maybe you would have something else that you want to put in there.
Yeah.
Why are you ready for change? Mm-hmm. Let that one sink in here for a second. Give a quick answer to that. I would love to hear your feedback. This is so, so good. Let's see the results of where everybody's at here, because I think this is really, really cool. What's the results coming through here? Aww, look at this.
Yeah.
Wow. 52% say I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired and I'm ready for a change in my health. Some of you guys, 48% of us are saying, you know what? I want to change for my future, my family, so I can live an abundant life without regrets. I love this. This is so, 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 so good.
Most of you are saying that you want to create optimal health and well-being to live your best life. there's more. There's more for you, and there's more to your story, and taking control and understanding, having a driving factor internally enables you to do
it's
that.
It's so, so big. I want you to hear from somebody who has made some of those very changes in such a powerful, profound way. We're going to be going out to the San Francisco Bay Area. I would love for you to hear from Paul Lux, who is an independent certified Optavia coach as well. And Paul, tell us a little bit of your story and how this has impacted your life for the better.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. What's heckin'?
Paul
Good.
And Marcus are lifelong friends. So there's that.
This guy's legit, you guys.
Hey, Paul, so first and foremost, let's just go full transparency. Being thin or being healthy has always been about vanity for me. So let's just be real. But if vanity was enough, I wouldn't yo-yo over the years and I would always be fit. So I've learned enough about me to know I'm vain, but that's not a big enough why for a lot of us. Okay, so here's my story. A couple of years ago, I lost a job that I really, really loved. And that was tough. And then the pandemic hit and I sank into this depression that I battle over and over. I stopped working out. And as often the case with me, if I stop working out, I stop eating well. And so it sort of spirals. I was crushing a pint of Häagen-Dazs a night, lost in a fog, a chocolate and peanut butter fog. It was brilliant. But no, it was not. It was awful. So I got a new job and I liked the new job, but I didn't turn the corner on my health. The income came back, but I was still living in an unhealthy way. I deal with a number of medical issues, from orthopedic stuff and all the surgeries that have come from years and years of sports, to genetic things that I was born with that I take medicine for, to a number of car accidents that left me with nerve damage. I take handfuls of medicine a day. So then in October, my doctor says, hey, I want to put you on cholesterol medicine. And I was like, more medicine, because every medicine that I take has side effects, which of course there's a medicine for the side effect. And I just like, no. Dude, give me 6 months. Let me see if I can take care of this naturally. And it was cool because he said, okay, but I feel like he just post-dated the prescription 6 months because he had this look like, I've heard this before. So I hung up with him and then I call one of my best friends for 30 years and fellow pastor Marcus and said, all right, I've had it. I'm ready. Help me get healthy. And he said, no. So then I called Jen and no, I'm just kidding. So then we start talking. Okay, so what is this thing? I knew you were doing health, you know, you're helping people, you're coaching them into health, but how does it work? So we got into it and that was great. See, here's the thing with my wife, she loves to take walks and light hikes and I want to be able to take those with her. We have a grandson now and I love hanging with him and I want to be around for him. But on top of that, I've always believed in chiropractic in this sense that your body has an incredible ability to heal itself if you give it a fighting chance, if you maintain it. And while I'm loyal to the chiropractor, I'm fueling my body with rubbish and I'm not taking care of myself. And so I've got to get that straight. So I want my body to be able to operate and run on all cylinders. And honestly, I want to reduce the amount of meds I'm taking, not add to them. I'd love to just say, I don't need these anymore. I don't need these anymore. And maybe just a couple, not a handful. So here I am, 12 weeks into my journey. I've lost 34 pounds, which has been great for me. I'm feeling good. A large part of my closet has become an option again. And that's great, right? I mean, I've had to drill some holes in my belts. That's a great thing. But it's way more than the weight loss. What I'm doing, I'm discovering that I'm learning how to exchange bad habits for good habits. And it's not just about the food. I mean, I'm not going to eat the 5-in-1 stuff forever, right? It's reprogramming myself for life. And I'm learning about factors of health that we don't think about when we think about exercise and food. It's a sleep and it's breathing and all these different things. And I'm not qualified to tie weight loss to depressions or depressive feelings and emotions. But what I can tell you is that my body is firing on all cylinders, and that feels great. I'm linked to a community of positive folks that continually buoys me if I'm not doing well. And it doesn't suck to like what you see in the mirror. So there you go. That's me.
So good.
You just want to take us home and close the call. Because that's everything. And I think it's pretty evident. If you're watching this live, you're seeing the chat blow up. Your honesty is so appreciated. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I think you pretty much spoke to every single person on some level, whether it is because of that kind of fog or the medications or a reason why. And so I just thank you.
So good. Thank you, Paul.
Just thank you for sharing. And this is it, guys. This is exactly why, if you came to discover what Optavia has to offer you with the different tools and the resources in the community, this is it. Because guys like Paul are here, and we do get to link arms and spur each other on. So regardless of where you came in tonight, my guess is you're feeling inspired. But then beyond inspired, we're now going to give you some tools and ways to move it into the determination that you heard in Paul, running on all cylinders. And so I want to encourage you with something. I want you to write down in your own words your why. You heard Charles and Carla's, you heard Paul's, but what's yours? And it is beyond the scale. I love what Paul said. It's like, if vanity were enough, we wouldn't yo-yo. It's not enough. It's not enough to just fit in our jeans or just hit the number. So what is it for you? What's bigger than you? What is relationally bigger, a purpose that you need to be fit for? What is it? And I want you to write it somewhere that you can keep it visible. Maybe that's on a post-it in your bathroom or a mirror. Carry a copy with you. Maybe it's your screensaver on your phone.
Put it next to your Zoom camera on your
seriously, because we're all living on Zoom.
Wherever you stare a lot, pop that on there. Yeah.
Yeah. But what action are you going to then take as a result of this element that we just talked through tonight? What's your next step? I mean, that's one right there. Write down your why and post it. And then what? And then what does that look like for you? Maybe I would actually love if some of you would kind of share in the chat. What is your next action step? What do you need to do as a result of hearing this element? Some of you need to actually define your why. Mm-hmm. And write it down. Some of you need to redefine your why, because you've lost your way a little bit, because we've been in some difficult seasons in these past year and even into the new year. So what is that for you? What is that for you? And then let's do this last poll.
Yeah, here. we're gonna do another poll. Let's go through this. Will you implement something that you learned from tonight's community time? What do you think? Yeah, if you're kind of in a mode, like, I'm definitely will, check that. You're kind of, maybe I probably will. Or are you, no, I'm just not quite ready yet. Where do you fall out? Because I'll tell you, one of the things about hearing these stories is it really puts us in a position to need to make a decision. Where are we at? What are we going to do? What are you going to implement? Let's take a look at what the results are, actually. Check this out.
Oh, good.
All right. Wow. The vast majority. Yes, definitely will. And you know what? Thanks for being honest and saying, you know what? I probably will. And some of us are just flat out not ready yet. And I get that too. But this is part of the beginning of the journey to begin to identify why we are doing what we're doing. And am I ready to make a decision? It's so, so big.
I think that as we close out this call tonight, and we have a few other tools we want to give you, and we'll do that in just a second. Let's stop share for just a second. We are going into another call here where you're going to hear more stories of transformation, and we encourage you to stay on for that. But I want you to share why you're optimizing your health, because I just want you to know that 7 years in and having completely had our habits of health transformed and seeing an overall well-being in our physical, mental, and financial over the course of these 7 years There have been some highs and lows. And I know just even recently, we're getting older, we're aging. And sometimes that requires same habits, but some new actions and really optimizing. And so because we have a couple minutes before we close out, I thought it would be valuable to share where you're coming from tonight.
And, so like Paul said, like he and I are lifelong friends. And, I look at guys that have as much hair as him and I'm envious, right? I've got beard envy. I got every kind of hair envy of guys like him. But it reminds me of, of the journey of life. And here recently, I actually injured myself. I hurt my back. And I've never actually had the injury quite this way. And how many of you guys know that sometimes when something pops up on you that has never, maybe a challenge or an obstacle that you've never experienced before, it kind of makes you even more grateful for the little things that you took for granted. Little things like flexibility, even down to being able to get up out of a chair, roll over in bed, like the basic stuff. And I told Jen, I said, you know what? This just reminds me of how precious things like good health actually are. And it even challenges me to step up and go to the next level in my health. And go like, you know what? There's some things that I need to be doing. I'm motivated inside, not somebody else telling me what I should do. I'm motivated on the inside because of the life that I want to live. How many of you can relate to that? It's just like the life that we have the opportunity. We've been given a blessing to live, and I wanted to live it to the absolute fullest. So it caused me to take some additional steps to put myself in a position to do that. And that's what I mean about kind of coming to a moment of decision. And that's what's so, so cool about this. And it's one of the reasons that I love the opportunity that we have to be a part of a program like this. It's really, really great.
So I'm seeing in the chat so many of you redefining your why, and so many of you creating one for the very first time. And I just want you to know, this is going to be the motivation that you need. Dr. Anderson talks throughout the life book about discipline, and we all have kind of the same amount of willpower. So what causes us to get beyond that need for willpower is really this intrinsic motivator that is our why that will drive us to create a life that we love. So,
and there's so many different ways that you can engage with these healthy habits. Through the media that we have available. We have a YouTube channel that you can click into and connect with, the Optavia Habits of Health podcast that you can subscribe to, get that regular input, healthy habit input into your life. Or even right now, you can actually text Optavia 30.
In fact, let's just pause for a second.
Yeah.
Grab your phone. If you are not getting these texts, grab your phone right now and text Optavia 32 990-00. I get this beautiful reminder every single Wednesday about what's going to be happening, the element we're on, and just a reminder, oh, it's tonight, log in, even with the link so that I'm not like searching all over. So text Optavia 30.
Right to the palm of your hand. It's a great way for you to be able to just continue to be connected to this community. It's really going to be great.
So we are not done. We are getting ready to move into our stories of transformation that I would highly encourage you. I mean, I think that was probably the most powerful part of tonight is hearing from the Ingrams and hearing from Paul, because we can connect to the emotion and of where they were at, whether our story is similar or different. Our circumstances are all very unique, but we can connect to some of those deep feelings and then be inspired and actually filled with hope to know like, this is it. If I will take the bull by the horn, so to speak, take the action, I'm going to be running on all cylinders too. And I'm going to create a better life. So hear more stories coming up next. But next week on this call, on the Habits of Health call that you're now going to get texts about, we're going to be heading into element two, which is all about knowing what you want to accomplish. So this week you figured out why you want it. And next week we're going to clearly define what that is. And that's going to be hosted by some people that I love very dearly, Laura and Robert Gaffney, incredible certified health coaches.
Incredible.
So thank you guys so much. I'm so glad that you were here, and we are transitioning, and we will be
Yep.
Right on here in a minute with more stories.
Here in just a couple of minutes. Buckle up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks for sticking around with us. It's going to be fun.
At OptiVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The prior audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptiVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope those stories inspire you to continue your journey with or to consider joining OptiVia. But please note that they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptiVia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earning representations of some independent OptiVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptiVia is derived from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OptiVia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OptiVia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OptiVia coaches operating in the US, please see the OptiVia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OptiVia coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OptiVia team.